6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. Yesterday, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold officially certified the state's 2020 general election results. That's the final step in the state process before electors vote on December 14th. Colorado's 9 electors will cast their ballots for Joe Biden in accordance with state law. In all, more than 3.2 million Coloradans cast their ballots, with unaffiliated voters casting more ballots than Republicans or Democrats. Colorado's health department says churches and other religious gatherings no longer have to abide by capacity limits.
Although that order's been modified, some churches say they won't change. Some have been doing all virtual services, even with choir members singing together from their various homes via Zoom. Denver's 160-year-old Central Presbyterian says it doesn't find the health regulations to be infringements on religious freedom at all. Rather, Central says it wants to cooperate with its community and be a leader in keeping people safe. So even as public health orders end capacity limits on church services, weddings, and funerals, Central Presbyterian doesn't plan to change what it's doing at all until COVID-19 infection rates go down. As of Monday, church gatherings are now considered essential in Colorado, but some clergy worry that exception sets a bad precedent and that loosening the restriction on faith communities could put the larger community at risk.
Colorado counties continue to see some of the highest daily death rates of the pandemic right now. The state health department's latest figures show about 38 Coloradans dying of COVID-19 every day. The signs about hospitalization seem to be a little bit more positive, falling slightly each day this month. As of yesterday, 1,629 patients with COVID were in hospitals statewide. So far, the state's numbers have not shown a post-Thanksgiving bump, but it may still be too early for that. Colorado added another 3,994 new cases of the virus yesterday. The past week's average has been about 4,300 per day. Positivity remains high at 12.4%.
I'm Jim Williams.
Do fading leaves and dropping temperatures have you mourning the end of adventure season? In Carbon County, Wyoming, the adventure is just beginning. A blanket of snow on the horizon is our blank slate. Explore the heart of the West by snowshoe, ski, or ATV. Pamper yourself by finding a new do or a new brew. Winter in Wyoming is the new place to be. Discover a hot spring, book a B&B, and find out how to get your West on at WyomingCarbonCounty.com. Carbon County, Wyoming, where the adventure never ends.
With the holidays upon us, during an unprecedented year, there's never been a better time to be home, to focus on health and family, to reflect on the past and dream of the future. Family-owned American Financing is proud to serve the home loan needs of Coloradans for over 20 years. Start your custom loan by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too.
I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the New World Order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Good morning, Open Forum Wednesday. This is Brain Cleavage, where we're thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. Obviously, I'm not Kara. I'm Etheric Dave, and we did a little swap on the chairs here because she's out in the field dealing with some family emergencies with the COVID stuff, but she's still here, and I wanted to be able to be the chair, the first chair here, in case she had to do something else to help her family out. So I'm going to say, good morning, Kara. How are you doing?
Good morning, David. I'm doing surprisingly well under the circumstances. Thank you for asking, and I'm really happy that, as it works out, I'm able to join you today. From beautiful South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, the Black Hills. It's supposed to be 70 degrees here today. And miraculously, my dad just might get out of the hospital for the third time today.
Nice. That's definitely good news. Good to hear that. Those health problems can certainly be taxing on the family, and it's a good thing to be there so you can watch after your folks there, make sure that they get through this trying time. So we got a great program, and we talked about that for a little while last night, so you're just as much in the creation of this as I am. I think we put something together pretty cool. We're going to be talking about artificial intelligence and the whole reason that they're really pushing all of that stuff. And to that, I want to go to our correspondent, J.P. Sears, and we're going to start out with what he has to say about the elites.
Whoever controls the media controls a population, and that's us. We're the elite. We control the media, and therefore, we control you. I can assure you, we the elite are not motivated by money. Even though there's just a few of us and we own nearly all of it, we're not motivated by money. Wouldn't stoop to that level. Money's a poor man's currency. We're motivated by control, specifically by controlling people. If you thought it was a thrill to make a bunch of money, just wait until you have control over a bunch of actual people. It's way more thrilling. Like, you know how you love your family and how you do anything for them? Yeah, well, that's how we feel about control. We love it. And we just want control over everyone and everything. Think about it this way. Have you ever been in a relationship with a really controlling person? You know how awful that can feel? So you can imagine how much better it feels to be the person who's doing the controlling in the relationship. So that's what we're trying to do in our relationship with everybody. We love being in control. It feels so good to us. That's why we make up rules to protect people. They clearly don't, because they're not designed to protect people. They're engineered to give us control over people. Like a 10 p.m. curfew? Think about that. I can assure you that one's not because COVID's nocturnal. You know what the feeling's like, knowing everyone's putting on a mask to cover their identity just to go into a store? And we're not even there, but they're doing it anyway? That's how much control we have over them. It's intoxicating. Some say it's kind of like playing God, but not true. It is playing God. In fact, it's actually more than playing God, because God doesn't control people. He gives them free will. We do control people, so I wonder if we could control God. Jerry, see if we can get God to go into quarantine.
That guy is so funny.
Oh yeah, that was a great piece that you found there. That really, you know, kind of outlines the entire reason for all this, you know, AI being thrust on us, because they obviously don't have enough human beings to be able to monitor, to track us, to control us. So that's why they're trying to build this Skynet thing, this grid of AI that they're going to be powering with 5G to be able to run our lives for us. And so it's a real mess, don't you think?
Well, it is pretty alarming how they can get such huge amounts of compliance from people without any enforcement. And, you know, a good example of that was Mayor Hancock, when he told everyone to stay home for Thanksgiving, and then he went to Arkansas. I guess he was coming to see you, but he told us he was going to see his daughter. And then when he got called on the carpet for it, he said, well, I wasn't violating the law. I was just violating a policy decision, a policy recommendation. So, you know, people need to kind of think about that a little bit.
Yep. Most of this is policy, and a lot of it's corporate policy that we're supposed to follow, because all the corporations have all these edicts passed down from their CEOs and their management that perfect. You must wear a mask, you must do this, you must do this. And there's no accountability to it. The corporations just decide that, and we're supposed to follow the corporate rules. That's kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
I think that's a perfect segue into what's coming up here, because it's truth that the corporations are the biggest proliferators of artificial intelligence in order to control the masses and market their products. So that's an excellent segue, Dave.
Yeah, I think so too. And I've also got a couple of other clips, some warnings. Stephen Hawking warned everybody about the AI, and we'll get into a little bit from Elon Musk. He's the guy that's doing the Starlink 5G stuff, trying to proliferate that, launching thousands upon thousands of satellites, covering the Earth where there's nowhere to hide from it anymore. This grid will be everywhere. It's the Skynet. You know, the stuff talked about in Terminator. This is real stuff. This is actually really happening. And it is very alarming.
It is. Say, we may get cut off, in which case we can continue after the break, but I think it would be cool for you, when we come back, to just kind of give us a definition of artificial intelligence.
Will do. We'll be right back after these messages here on Crazily Digital Forum.
Hi, I'm Kara. Join me on Open Forum Wednesday for my show, Brain Cleavage, where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. Join me every Wednesday, 11 a.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S., We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699, located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Yeah, we want to be free from all this artificial intelligence. So we'll talk about what artificial intelligence is. And basically, what this is machine learning. They're getting to the point where they're trying to teach the computers how to actually learn. So they actually have to kind of train them. It's a little bit more like, you know, we have to learn. You know, we learn everything. We come out, you know, into this life, you know, when we're born, pretty much a blank slate, and our parents teach us everything, and then we go to school, and then we're taught. So what they do with these algorithms is they try to teach them how to learn, and so that's artificial intelligence. That's not the general artificial intelligence that we would think about in the sci-fi, where you've got this, you know, android robot that has, you know, the ability to talk to people and is indistinguishable from humanity. At least we're not there yet. That's what they're going towards, you know, trying to figure out how to make general intelligence where the thing can make its own autonomous decisions and all that kind of stuff. They want to be able to, you know, put this out on all these devices that they've got and all these weapons. See, the military is real big about the artificial intelligence because they want to be able to have more reach with their drones and stuff like that. They stick these things and then teach the drones how to recognize targets and things like that. Of course, they're not really all that good about that. One example of the artificial intelligence is all the stuff that they're doing with our cell phones, the Siri and the Alexa and all this stuff that they're trying to, you know, have them be their little, you know, digital assistant in there. So you go, you know, okay, Google, you know, I need you to do this for me. And the thing is supposed to be able to figure out what you want. And they're not really all that good. They don't always understand what the heck we're saying. So their artificial intelligence is really in its infancy at this particular point in time. Okay, I got a quick announcement here. The radio will be back as soon as possible. The radio is currently down due to an electrical outage at the transmitter site. So not like that's going out to anybody but the people on the stream. So, you know, if you are not getting the 1360 and you're listening on the stream, just kind of be patient here. They're trying to get us back up and running on that. Okay, a little disjointed here. So that's just kind of the 50,000-foot overview of artificial intelligence. It basically, you know, algorithms and computers that know how to learn. And that's basically what all that is. So basically we have a bunch of go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I was just thinking that would that what would make sense right now, in my mind anyway. Of course, I think, you know, divergently, so maybe not. But I think that it makes sense to point out that we're talking about corporations and that they're one of the biggest purveyors of artificial intelligence. And I just want to discuss that
Microsoft,
for a minute.
Google,
you know,
Amazon.
Because there's a lot of examples about this, and one of them that I wanted to share was recently I love to watch Shark Tank, and it highlighted one of the things that I've noticed happening in the world, which concerns me, and that is that the customer is not king anymore. You know, the customer used to be king. It was like, give the customer what they want.
Yeah,
you know, but
the customer's always right.
That changed a long time ago. Now the way it works is that corporations drive customers to do what they want them to do. Just like J.P. Sears was talking about, it's all about
yes.
control. It's all about using technology in order to sell, you know, get people to buy what you want them to buy, not what they tell you they need. And on this one episode of Shark Tank recently, this person who was, you know, giving the pitch in the tank was giving all the information about their company, and then they were saying, "Well, we're coming up with a new offering for our customers," and they told what it was, and then Mark Cuban said, "Why are you doing that?" And the woman said, well, because people were contacting us and saying that this is what they want. And he said, it's not about what customers want. That's way overrated. He's like, and he had this sour look on his face, yeah. You know, that arrogant look that he always gets. He's like, no, that's not how it works. And I thought, oh, what a perfect, you know, example of yeah. how corporations really don't care about you. It's really about what they can get from you and not about how they can serve you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's become. And they are going to continue to run amok unless, you know, people finally say enough is enough and they quit going along with this stuff. And I don't really see that happening anytime soon. This is dangerous because that's why they're doing all this artificial intelligence into all these devices to monitor us, to influence us, to get us to do what they want us to do. Like JP said, it is all about control. Now, I got a little real short thing here from Stephen Hawking warning us about that, and he kind of speaks to that a little bit. So, you know, just forgive his voice. I mean, he had the ALS and had his, you know, vocal cords and all that stuff. I mean, you know Stephen Hawking, and he passed yeah. away. But he was actually pretty brilliant about this, and his words are true. These are his words. I condensed the timing a little bit, you know, to make it a little bit more natural because, you know, obviously with this whole speech thing, you know, he had to take his time to be able to get this stuff out. But it's amazing how much he was able to do with the ALS that he had. But here's Stephen Hawking.
I believe there is no deep difference between what can be achieved by a biological brain and what can be achieved by a computer. It therefore follows that computers can, in theory, emulate human intelligence and exceed it. In short, success in creating AI could be the biggest event in the history of our civilization, but it could also be the last unless we learn how to avoid the risks. Alongside the benefits, AI will also bring dangers like powerful autonomous weapons or new ways for the few to oppress the many. It will bring great disruption to our economy. And in the future, AI could develop a will of its own, a will that is in conflict with ours. In short, the rise of powerful AI will be either the best or the worst thing ever to happen to humanity.
For the few to oppress the many. Is that not what JP was talking about? You know, mm-hmm. right there, just right out, right there in front of everybody. This is what they're using this stuff for, and this is kind of scary. And he's absolutely right. And I'm a little bit more biased towards it being a little bit of a bad thing. And it's scary what the possibilities are on that. And I don't agree with Stephen Hawking that the computers will ever be able to be exactly the same as us human beings, because we have something a lot more than the computers could ever have. And that's that soul, you know, what God gave us, that this divine spark that lives inside of us. And you're never going to be able to really reproduce that. You're never going to have the consciousness and the soul inside the computer. They can emulate it. That they can kind of trick people into kind of going along with it, but that's as far as that's ever going to go.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really interesting. It's not necessarily, like anything, it's not evil or bad in and of itself. If it were used for good purposes, it could be a fabulous tool. The problem is that in the hands of people who don't have a soul or people who are just trying to dominate or control others, it's very dangerous. And then also, like Stephen Hawking said, when these AI systems are when they're fully implemented in the way that they could eventually be rolled out, they have the ability, the potential to just go beyond any kind of human control and do things that we would not want them to do. So there's a big danger and it needs to be controlled. The other thing, David, and I think you would probably agree with me on this, is that if we have a society that uses AI extensively, then one of the dangers is that human beings and their own intellects, their own use of their own brains, they become lazy because the machines can do so much for them. And just think how much danger there would be in a pervasive dumbing down of society as a whole, in, you know, kind of a inverse proportion to the ramping up of artificial intelligence.
Oh, I completely 100% agree, because even before you had the artificial intelligence, when we started relying on the smartphones for our calendars and our phone books and our contacts, you know, our brain started to atrophy. We quit remembering all that stuff, and we quit being able to do the things that we had to rely on ourselves to do when we started getting all this whiz-bang digital technology. So that's just the beginning of that. And yes, I do see that especially the corporations are going to desire that the artificial intelligence will think for you. You don't need to think anymore. You know, the computer will tell you what to do and what to think because it's smarter than you are. Well, not really.
It's kind of natural. You know, we'll just get more and more involved in our, you know, our pursuits of pleasure and athletics and entertainment, and let, you know, the machines take over all the mundane stuff. And before you know it, people are letting machines do everything for them, and they can't read, they can't spell, they can't think, they can't use language. It's very scary to think about. I think we might have a caller on the line, Dave.
We did. That was Ed. He just dropped. I was just about to unmute you, and you called him out. Maybe he was just calling in to listen, because, I don't know.
Ed, if you're there, call back. We'd love to talk with you.
Absolutely. And if anybody else wants to call in, 970-680-1360, and join us for this conversation, because this conversation isn't just about us. Oh, there's Ed. Ed, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, she took my thunder.
You know, great minds, great human minds think alike, right, Ed?
That's right. So, we want to hear
you say it, though. So, go ahead.
Well, the dumbing down is across the board. You got people that can't give change at the register without a calculator. They can't. The cars are starting to drive themselves or park themselves. You won't have people who will be able to drive. It just goes on and on and on. You know, you can't even remember your phone number for your mom's right now unless you type her name in your phone. I mean, it's that bad.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they don't teach children in a lot of the public schools anymore. They don't teach the cursive writing. And that's an example, in my opinion, of the dumbing down. You know, we use a keyboard now. Everybody's using a device. And so I think that some of the educators are saying, well, then why do we need to teach cursive writing? Well, because it connects with the brain and the development of the brain.
I mean, even the map on Google Map, it'll tell you where to turn, how to turn. But if you just looked at the map and had to know north, south, east, and west, nobody knows how to do that anymore. I mean, the simplest thing. I was at Subway, and the girl going to make me a sandwich, and the manager yells out the window or out the door, office door, and goes, "What time is it?" So she looked up at the clock and then looked at me, and she goes, "Mister, what time is it?"
They don't know how to read the hand from the clock. Uh-huh.
Could not, and I just went, wow. She could not read those hands on those clocks.
They can only read a digital clock, that it has the digital
numbers.
That is very sad. And something so simple, too. It's not difficult to learn, but we're just not teaching it.
It's not all that complicated. A little common sense. I mean, look at it, where the hands are pointing. You can kind of figure it out. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of brain power for that. But, people, their brains, they're atrophied. You're exactly right.
Let me ask Ed, I want you to answer.
How many people are driving a car and can't read the gauges in front of them?
Right. So let me ask you guys a question based on this discussion. So some people might say, well, you know, if you're talking about the blue-collar or lower echelons of society, that, you know, the people who work for minimum wage in fast food restaurants, it's probably not a big deal in a sense. I think it is, but some people could maybe make the case that it's not. However, I think it's a cultural thing, and I think that it affects people at all levels. So even if you go all the way up to your highest educated people, let's talk about doctors, for example. I think that even they in their education are affected by this, and a lot of the way that they practice medicine is being taken away from their reasoning abilities and them applying their knowledge about basic biology and, you know, cellular functions and things like that, to the point where they're just following a prescribed, like, decision tree of, well, how do you treat certain illnesses?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we're already seeing the effects of that in the lack of medical professionals to even notice some of the anomalies that are happening with the pandemic with COVID. That's my opinion.
Yep, we're absolutely noticing all of that. All right, we're coming up on the halftime break here, and we will be back here on Brain Cleavage. Stay tuned.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening to me every weekday from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. Hey, do you own a business in northern Colorado or surrounding areas? Are you looking to reach a conservative, loyal audience which could grow your business? Well, take my advice and contact my friends at KHNC. KHNC has a rapidly growing, conservative, family-based audience, and you can speak directly to them. Now, if you're looking for the type of customers or clients that believe in the principles that our great country was founded upon, just contact my friends at KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, and learn how you can be heard right on the air. Just call 970-587-5003 or email ontheair@1360khnc.com. That's 970-587-5003 or email ontheair@1360khnc.com. Take it from me, Brian Kilmeade. You can showcase your business to the folks that are helping to take our country back.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, freedom, we need to think about that. Now, you brought something up really important here with all this artificial intelligence. One of the things I've noticed out there in the world is the weather forecasting. I actually wasn't thinking about that until today, because the weather forecaster was going on about the American model versus the European model, talking about all these computer models. They always base all their forecasts on the computer models. The computers are deciding what the forecast is, and all the human beings are just parroting what the computers are saying. Now, I do have a meteorologist here that's going, well, I don't think it's actually going to go either way here, and you know, there's a little bit of thought going into it, but the farther they get into these computer models, the less they're thinking, and most of them just say, okay, well, the computer says this, and that's all we get anymore. It's actually kind of ridiculous.
And they can put the label AccuWeather on top of that.
They're so accurate.
So, yeah, and between the artificial intelligence and the numbing of America with the marijuana and all this other stuff here, I saw a thing at Alzheimer's within the next 20 years is going to be up 500%.
Yep.
And
yep.
Part of that is your brain is a muscle. If you don't challenge it almost every day, mm-hmm. you lose it.
Yep.
So, and when you get older, you're going to lose some. So if you haven't built us up a bankload of neuron connections, you're in trouble when you get older.
It's like you yep. said earlier, it starts to atrophy because of not, you know, lack of use. And if you're watching TV, you're just in a hypnotic state. Your brain is not really being, it's not being exercised.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Right. It makes me very glad that my mom is a bookworm, that she's always reading everything. I'm just book after book after book, always taking all this knowledge in and thinking about that and using her mind to visualize the stories. And as long as she's doing that, she's keeping her mind healthy, and it makes me very glad to see that. She's staying sharp because she keeps exercising her mind. She does word puzzles and word games and things like that. She stays mentally active, so that's very important to exercise your mind.
Absolutely. Well, think about this. Don't you think that freedom is for a thinking people?
I agree with that.
That's why they don't want us to think. That's why they don't want us to think. No, yeah. Go back to work, slave. You know, like George Carlin says, they only want people smart enough to operate the machines, but not smart enough to ask questions.
Right.
Yep.
Drones. And that is what they're trying to turn us into. This is very dangerous.
It's all very frightening. You know, when you write an algorithm, and David, you can speak to this, but as a computer scientist type person, but when you write an algorithm, you write it with a goal in mind. So yes. You're writing the steps, you're doing the programming to try to get a certain outcome. So we're always, you know, as the people that they're writing the algorithms for, you know, they're trying to get a certain outcome from us, getting us to buy a certain product, changing our behavior, getting us to use less energy, you know, but it's basically all to restrict our freedoms and our choices and to do what somebody else wants us to do.
Yep.
And what you were saying about the Shark Tank, I've spent my life in retail, and I've had top number sales numbers and set records all because I went after what the customer wanted.
Yep.
It's part of customer service. That is lacking so much in our society, David. I can't believe that, we're just going to sell them what we say goes. Mm-hmm. I've made a living out of giving people what they want. Funny thing is, it's a standard sales thing. Give people what they want, and they'll give you what you want.
That's what I was
standard.
That's a principle that came from the greatest salesman of all time. He said, "Help enough other people get what they want, and you'll get what you want." And we've definitely seen a paradigm shift away from that.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. It's easier for them just to tell us what we want and just give us what they think we want. Or no, not what they think we want, what they want us to think that they want. It's all confusing. It's all just a big mess. And it's not serving anybody. This is all so counterproductive. And we wonder why society is so messed up, because they've been screwing with everybody's minds with all this stuff.
Well, think about this, too. We've been pushed toward a digital world where all – they really want no paper, you know, do everything online, pay your bills online, get all your information online. But that would be good if it was almost like, you know, the way it was in the past, where you go to a library to find what you want, find any information you want, look it up, know what you are looking for. But that's not how the internet works now, because of algorithms and because of programming. When you go to the internet and you do a search for something, all of the results are filtered, and they can be filtered in different ways, you know, filtered for what they want you to see, or filtered for what your past searching behaviors were, or whatever. And so you're not even sure. Plus, a lot of things can be scrubbed and are scrubbed from the internet, so the information is manipulated. And on top of that, then you have the issue of accuracy. Is the information even accurate that you're looking for? And it becomes a very problematic.
Oh, it's very problematic.
We've been physically being scrubbed.
We see this with all the search engines.
Oh.
It's going a little bit. We see this all the search engines, Google, and it has all these algorithms, and they're basically running all the other search engines. I did a little experiment months ago trying to figure out if I could get different results from different search engines, and they're all the same. And it's all very politically biased because we can do some experiments searching for, you know, things on the left and things on the right, and they're really trying to steer things politically with this. You know, this is how they can control things because the search engines are that single point of control over everything. The index, you know, like the library card catalog. I miss the library, you know.
It was
not as convenient, but you had all the books and volumes if you understood how to use the card catalog. And it was actually kind of fun getting in there. And you would run into all sorts of other things that were related. And I would spend hours and hours and hours in the library. Yeah, I'm a geek. I admit it.
Well, then try to find your Little Black Sambo or the books that have already been pulled off the shelf. Your Huck Finn, I guess, is going to be pulled off, and all the Mark Twains are going to be pulled off the shelf now because they're so.
The digital book burning is so much easier for them to do that nowadays. You know, when it was all physical, ink and paper, it was a lot more difficult for them. So now it's just click, 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 click. Okay, it's gone. Out of sight, out of mind. You're never going to hear about that again.
So, again, we're illustrating the control behind this whole thing, and that's the real problem. It doesn't have to be used that way, but it is being used that way. And now people are kind of becoming brainwashed in a way, like everybody's following the same trends, everybody thinks the same things are cool. Well, that's because, you know, all the information that's being targeted at them is putting them, you know, kind of down the same tunnel. And that just doesn't work for me. I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me. I'm too much
of a neither.
And the funny thing is, once you see the brainwashing coming at you, you spot it right away. Even you guys do that little newscast between the shows and stuff.
It's not news.
They like to run commercial. Yeah, they like to run little shows with kids telling you what's good and what's wrong. I see it with the Air Force. I see it with you can't be petting your pet this way. You can't be doing this. And it's little kids, one after the other, after the other. It's all this brainwashing technique. All these little kids must be right.
Let me tell you something interesting about this. Oh, darn. I thought we had another minute. I'll wait.
We will get to that here. And I've also got a clip from Elon Musk that we'll get to here in the next segment. This is Brain Cleaves from KHNC. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m. for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
We don't need no thought control.
No, too much of that.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
No more of that. Leave them kids alone. Leave us all alone. We're tired of you. Bug off with all of that. All right.
We object.
Yes, strenuously object. We've had enough of all this stuff. Yeah, what he said. All right, Carrie, you had a thought that you were about to get into right as the break
hit. We were talking about the mind control and how really data and those who control data, which includes the media, are the ones who really control society, let's face it. It's just the truth. And it reminded me that I had an experience as, you know, my profession is in professional headhunting or recruiting. And I recruit people who are PhD level statisticians, typically in the drug development industry. But I remember not that long ago, I was working on an assignment and I was talking with this gentleman in California, been in, you know, consulting as a statistician for a long time, very smart guy, very experienced. And he said that one of his experiences was in doing some research for, like, it might have been Lawrence Livermore Labs or some other really high-level research organization and various conglomerate. And he said that he was asked to do some theoretical work on how statistics could be used to affect the class consciousness or, you know, consciousness of people. And I was like mind blown. I'm like, wow, you know, that's quite a mind blowing concept. And it just reinforced some of my concerns about what I see happening, you know, in the world today. And I think it's evidence that there is a concerted effort not only to, you know, get people to buy products from certain corporations and, you know, change their habits and different things like that, but to literally get people as a whole thinking together in certain ways.
Yeah, that is very alarming. Okay, before we get too much closer to the end, I want to play this clip from Elon Musk. It's a short couple-minute clip that he's warning us about the AI. Now, the thing about that is Elon Musk is very big on AI. He's doing all that stuff with the self-driving algorithms and his Tesla cars and doing the 5G satellites, SpaceX and all that. So it's kind of funny being warned by the guy that's, you know, the chief driver of all this AI. So here's Elon Musk.
The percentage of intelligence that is not human is increasing. And eventually, we will represent a very small percentage of intelligence. I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile.
So
I tried for years.
Resistance is futile.
Right.
Usually it'll be something, some new technology. It will cause damage or death. There will be an outcry. There will be an investigation. Years will pass. There will be some sort of insight committee. There will be rulemaking. Then there will be oversight, eventually regulations. This all takes many years. This is the normal course of things. This time frame is not relevant to AI. You can't take 10 years from the point at which it's dangerous. It's too late. But one thing is for sure, we will not control it. Your phone is already an extension of you. You're already a cyborg. You don't even, well, most people don't realize they are already a cyborg.
I feel it.
That phone is an extension of yourself.
That's why we got rid of them.
The data rate, the rate at which, of the communication rate between you and the cybernetic extension of yourself, that is your phone and computer, is slow. It's very slow. And that's like a tiny straw of information flow between your biological self and your digital self. You will be, at some point, indistinguishable from reality. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then games will be indistinguishable from reality. Or civilization will end. One of those two things will occur.
And this is the guy that is chiefly, you know, out there trying to push this AI as far and as hard as he can after having said that to us all.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though. I can understand that because he sees that that's what's happening.
And yeah.
You have to do it if you're in business, especially big business. But he's Ooh. Also recognizing the dangers. It's very interesting.
Yes, it is. And it is potentially very dangerous. There's been so many sci-fi movies, you know, about the rise of the AI, you know, deciding that, well, these pesky biological humans are, you know, too destructive and we need to eliminate them for our own good. And, you know, we're opening a Pandora's box of stuff here that I don't think this society is ready to handle. You know, there's a lot of dangers in here. And
it will happen anyway, whether we're ready or not. And it's good to just have a heads up. You know, this is so funny because I did feel that I was a cyborg and I felt totally controlled and got rid of the cell phone. Love it. I don't have to carry a cell phone around.
You know,
I feel like I have an external brain. Then my dad got sick. Then I got a track phone just so I would get the updates from my family. And I find myself leaving the phone sitting down and then walking, you know, even around my parents' house and having somebody say, well, did you get the last message about how dad's doing? And I'm like, no, I've got the phone now, but I don't care about the phone. I'm not conditioned anymore. And I didn't even look at the messages and I'm not carrying it around. So I feel like I've broken free of that. And it really does feel like, you know, a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely liberating. And I haven't been carrying a smartphone around for a long time. I have a lot of computers, but if the text messages come in, I might notice them eventually when I walk by the computer, but they don't just, you know, make me jump every time, you know, that something happens with a smartphone. It doesn't affect me anymore because I have it, you know, only for the times that I go somewhere, and which is very rare these days. I haven't been anywhere. Oh, wow. Time flies when we're having fun here. This is the last segment coming up.
You've conditioned yourself. You've taken control of your own, you know, habits. That's what we all need to do. Back in a minute.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Beef at the grocery store costs twice as much as buying higher quality Angus beef through High Country Custom Beef from the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs. Order your quarter, half, or whole beef today. Backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, High Country Custom Beef is grass-raised, grain-finished, and better value than any of the competition. Place your order at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM.
Alex is here, 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, right here on the Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God. Tonight,
It is all about the freedom, freedom from the tyranny of all the digital enslavement that we have going on. And we're tired of all of it. The smartphones are part of that control grid, everybody. And just look what they're doing with all that contact tracing, forcing everybody to opt into, we're going to track you everywhere you go so you know, we can tell you whether or not you need to quarantine or whether or not you need to have, you know, shots or whatever it is. It's all about the smartphone. They expect everybody to carry those things around. They want everybody to be able to pay for their stuff through their smartphone. Everything is all the smartphone-centric stuff. It's going way entirely too far, I think.
But as long as people get lots of goodies and fun things and stuff to tickle their fancy through their cell phone, it's really a good carrot and it works really well. But I think that at some point people are going to really regret being so controlled by their smartphones and so tied into them. You know, it's going to really be a tool of enslavement. It started already and I think it will get worse. I think that's what Elon Musk was saying as well.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right about that. And, you know, I hope he really is being careful about that and keeping that, you know, firmly in mind, because he's right. It needs to be regulated because it still is in its infancy. And if it gets to the point where it becomes self-aware before we're ready to deal with it, oh, watch out.
Oh, and come on, Dave. We will be so stupid by that time. The time that happens, it won't matter.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going down that route. No, I'm not dumbing myself down.
Well, there will be a few exceptions, but it reminds me that AI cannot handle sarcasm. It doesn't understand sarcasm.
No, I don't know if it doesn't.
And so there's some funny examples of that. You know, one of them is, I'm sorry you were upset that I called you stupid. I really thought you already knew.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, you had some announcements you want to make about some upcoming shows, and I want to give you some time to do that before we run out of time. I don't want you to have to cram that in real quick. So,
I'll do that.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
By the way, thank you to Ed for calling in and joining the conversation today. We really appreciate him doing that. Thank you, Dave, for sitting in for me and helping out. Well, I've got so much stuff going on. And I just wanted to let the listeners know that next week, the person or the content is a little bit up in the air because it's just going to depend on what's going on for me and whether I will be back in the studio or not. But I guarantee you we'll have a good, interesting show next week. The week after that, the 23rd of December, I have a great guest scheduled to be on. His name is Mark Henrich. He is a mental health expert. He works in the mental health field. He writes for Psychology Today, and he's a top TEDx speaker out of Canada. And he is a great advocate on mental health and will, I think, have a lot of really, really good information to share with our listeners. So that's going to be on the 23rd. And then on the 30th of December, I'm really excited because I'm going to have Thomas Curry, who's one of my sponsors, the Thomas Curry Law Office, who specializes in estate planning, and his wife, Maria. And Maria owns the Northern Colorado Music Institute. I apologize if I don't have the name of her institute exactly right. And she is a concert pianist. She has a PhD in music. She's from Russia. And I'm going to have both of them on my show that day. And we're going to talk about them, you know, how they have blended their relationship, both coming from different cultures, you know, just learn a little bit more about each of them and then also talk about each of their businesses. So that will be a really fun show as well, the day before the New Year's Eve day. So I wanted to just give everybody a preview of those shows coming up.
Fantastic. That sounds like some really good ones. So definitely a good reason to stay tuned to Brain Cleavage here on KHNC.
And Open Forum. Yes, Open Forum Wednesday. Absolutely.
Yep. And we got more Open Forum the rest of the week. We got Rick Rodriguez coming up on Thursday. We got Glenn Tate doing his prepping stuff on Friday. And maybe doing a little bit more video shoot for his Patreons, getting that out there as well. So stay tuned for all of that, and hopefully they'll have the electricity sorted and get our transmitter back up and running here real soon.
Yeah, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today on Brain Cleavage. Thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome. Everybody stay safe out there. And remember,
Dave?
Artificial intelligence is dangerous. Robust thinking all the way. We'll catch you guys next week.
Stay tuned here.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089. Or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. Some parks are closing or shutting down certain areas to allow wildlife some peace and quiet this winter following a year of peak usage. At Paint Mines Interpretive Park in El Paso County, park officials say people exploring off trails there is causing damage, and it's making it hard for wildlife to find a place to relax. During an upcoming closure there, fences will be added to help keep people on the beaten path. Studies show Colorado's elk and deer populations are declining, so rangers are closing down certain trails to protect their habitats during mating and gestation season. Mysterious monoliths have been showing up all over the country, and one's now showed up on the slopes of Sunlight Mountain Resort in Glenwood Springs in the western part of the state. Whomever installed it did not place it in a location that would interfere with skiing and riding traffic as they prepare for their season opening. First Gentleman Marlon Reese is back home following a brief hospitalization for COVID-19 this week. Governor Pola says he and Reese are thankful for the doctors, nurses, and staff that took care of him and got him on a better path to recovery. The governor has also tested positive for the virus but is not experiencing any symptoms. In the United Kingdom, they've already begun administering the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It could be administered here in the U.S. before we know it.
Here in the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration meets Thursday to vote on